Voters in Newark will elect a new mayor tomorrow. The two vying for the spot have raised more than $2 million, making the local race one of the most expensive in the state. Both candidates say their priority is to reduce crime. How they would do that, New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports, is one of the few policy differences between the two Democratic candidates.
On a street corner in downtown Newark, resident Sharif Aminotap is selling faux designer handbags and watches. He's seen an increase in crime. That scares him, even in the daylight hours in the city's busiest neighborhood.
From carjackings to murders to robberies to burglaries to you name it, each category of crime has went up in our city at record-breaking numbers.
In a city with fewer than 300,000 residents, there were 111 murders last year. Per capita, that makes Newark one of the most deadly cities in the country. The two candidates running for mayor say that combating crime is their biggest priority. Both say they have a holistic approach, which includes preventing criminal behavior in the first place by growing jobs and strengthening the public school system and providing reentry services for ex-offenders. But they differ on how to deal with gangs. Shavar Jeffries says he would have a zero-tolerance policy on violent crime.
We're going to be very aggressive. We're going to be relentlessly aggressive. We want to change the culture. Now, the folks I'm talking about arresting are folks who are walking around with illegal guns and using them to kill or carjack Newarkers.
He wants mandatory minimum sentences for anyone caught with an illegal gun. But then he wants to help those people when they get out of jail.
Oftentimes you have a conviction, you can't get a driver's license. Certain convictions, you can't get housing benefits or welfare benefits. We want to help people overcome those. And as a civil rights attorney, I've done a lot of these cases.
When he was an assistant attorney general, he ran the Juvenile Justice Commission in the state. There, he says he doubled the graduation rates among juveniles convicted of crimes and reduced their re-arrest rate. His opponent, Raz Baraka, says arrests won't solve crime. He would give tax credits to businesses willing to invest in high-crime neighborhoods.
We have not attacked the causes of crime, which is poverty, right? Poverty, unemployment, deterioration of families, the lack of intervention.
So Baraka says jobs will reduce crime in neighborhoods with few opportunities, not a hard line on gangs, he says. As principal at Central High School, Baraka worked with gangs.
We eradicate it from the inside, not just from the outside. And I have experience in making sure the gang culture has been eradicated. I did it at Central High School almost completely. Got gang members to put their weapons down.
As deputy mayor in 2004, he organized the first ceasefire between the Bloods and the Crips. 150 members of the rival gangs got together in a basement in Newark for the peace agreement. Then Baraka wrote two letters asking for leniency for a gang member charged with murder. His opponent, Jeffries, has criticized him for that.
My mother was killed. So as a victim of murder, I couldn't imagine a public official thinking appropriate to ask for a short sentence.
Now, working with or refusing to work with gangs is complex, says Paul Boxer. He studies interventions for gang members at Rutgers University. He says getting gang leaders to work with police could lower crime.
They're very influential and charismatic kinds of individuals. So through that sort of status, they may be able to influence positively the behavior of other gang members, especially younger gang members.
But Boxer says it can backfire. It could give gang members more social status and power to influence their peers negatively. Now, the mayoral campaign has been marked by some petty crime, too. A small fire was set on Raz Baraka's campaign bus. Two paid workers for the Jeffries campaign were arrested in connection with the fire. The private offices of Jeffries' campaign manager were also broken into. Laptops and an iPad were stolen. And in January, Baraka showed up at Jeffries' home unannounced at 9:30 at night, which resulted in a shouting match. All of this has led to some tension at the debates. Baraka supporters often don't let Jeffries even speak.
Folks, look, we know that we have partisan.
And when you see the candidates sitting side by side, often inches apart from each other, you can see that they're bickering up there. The moderator tries to draw attention to it.
Not only are y'all out there talking in the audience, but there's a lot of talking going on up here, too.
Then someone in the crowd shouts out, "Let's keep it civil up there." For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.